Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The 475th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. Sign up at gametime.co and use promo code CFBX for $20 off. That's gametime.co, promo code CFBX.
Ho, ho, ho again. Degenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. No, we don't take Christmas off. This one's going out to everyone listening to us on this holiday. We are here Christmas morning. Gummy and I just got done opening presents and with the kids, and here we are. Talk about Octagon, the main card of Octagon. Gummy's still wearing what he wore over a week ago when we did episode 472, I think that would have been then. We definitely did not do four episodes in a row because we could not. Gumby could not stand four episodes of me. That would be like 2 hours of me setting him up and trying to get him to laugh at jokes. Like this one, for instance. Before we recorded here, Gumby told me to go and grab my cord. So I think that, I don't know if it's a euphemism or what, but that's what he said. Thought I'd let everyone know that. Just let's bring him in. I keep mentioning Merry Christmas, Gumby. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I like how you're gonna
try to get Christmas.
You're gonna try to push this, guys. When like
you're not even playing along with me.
If you put the episodes back to back, you'd see you wearing the same shirt, me wearing the same shirt.
That's true.
There's a window.
That's not weird though. I don't change too often.
There's a window right here, and it's just slowly gotten darker and darker over the episodes.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. You're not. It wouldn't be very good at improv. You're supposed to yes and me. I'm setting you up for things, and you're.
I'm not a yes man. You know this.
You're not. It's true. That's why we like Gumby. He's not a yes man, and this Santa hat is not getting any looser on my head, and now it's starting to get itchy. But I have to ride it out till the end of the episode. So we're doing Octagon Part 2 today. Yesterday we did Part 1. It had some names, actually names I even knew, like Mallory Martin, for instance. So this is a pretty solid Octagon card. We're doing the main card today. More names that even a casual like me know. So definitely a solid Octagon card. Is this a normal Octagon card, or is this a more stacked one for end of year, holiday, that type of thing?
I don't think it's necessarily more stacked, although I will say one of the fights, I don't know if you know this, the middleweight title fight is the actual champ dropped off this card. Is kind of a makeshift one. It would have been a little bit better with that one as the main event, because originally I think the middleweight title fight was the main event in the tip changer tournament finals, because that's why it's called tip changer. Tip changer tournament finals between Velikovic and Mikulaitis, I believe was originally the co-main, but that still makes this a pretty stacked card with like an interim title fight, that a Carlos Vermola fight, that, I mean, like that's already pretty much what Octagon has come to give you. It's not like extra stacked, for an end of the year card, but it's, I mean, the usual goodness of Octagon.
Yep. And as you all can see, Santa did not bring me a better webcam because I'm still looking at us on here. Gummy is crystal clear and I'm still in a fog, which is probably for the best. It is in a fog. I asked my wife if I should record one without a hat on. And she's like, well, it's a whole lot of bald, but if you want to expose that, go ahead. I'm like, whoa, that's rough.
It's a whole lot of bald.
I have a hat on. Nonetheless,
I'm gray. I'm not bald. So I got that going for me.
I got both, but I also have 15 years on you. So you just wait.
That'll do it.
Octagon 51 tips. Sport game changer final. So the main event is actually a tournament final. I didn't catch that when I was. Oh yeah, I see the little
$1 million one.
Little bracket. It's what?
It's $1 million one.
For or real?
$100,000 one. Oh, now I'm gonna misquote it. And it also might be in Euro. Now I'm out over my skis again. I don't. You are again, know what I'm boy. About.
I count on you to know these things. Maybe the intern can look it up at some point before we
I
get
know
there.
They have like a big graphic that they post on their social media all the time about how it's like a big prize, and it's definitely in pounds.
It's not pounds. They don't use pounds in the Czech Republic, do they?
Are they not on the? The Euro or Euro. I meant Euro.
Euro, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow, what an American, eh? I'm sorry for everyone listening in all these other countries that listen to us. Ugly American doesn't know the currency. I think they use Euros. I'm checking.
It's in a million Euro final.
Karuna. They use the Karuna, but maybe they use the Euro as well. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, no, it says maybe it is the other currency. It says.
Karuna means crown, by the way.
Yeah. It says, it looks like 300,000 euro.
€300,000 are given away.
Yeah, in the main event of that tournament. So,
all right, let me see how much is the euro going for right now. I'm checking. I know this is good. Good podcasting. I want to say radio, but this is definitely not radio. 300,000. No one will put us on radio. That's actually $438,000 Gumby. So that's an all right payday. More than Mikolaitis was making in the UFC, that's for sure. So
yeah, and Vlachovic for that matter.
Yeah, both. So that's like 328,000 American for you Americans listening in. I don't mean that derisively, you Americans, but I mean all y'all Americans listening. So before we crack into it, maybe I should tell you about Underdog Fantasy, and then we can get going with the picks for the main card. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play alongside your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football, MMA. Those on YouTube will see the MMA graphic just popped up. They got it all. Simply pick higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. Gumby, get your magic eight ball out or your crystal ball and tell us an Underdog pick almost a week in advance from when we're recording this.
So you guys will get this in your ears before the nighttime games for Christmas in the NBA. You know the stars come out for those NBA games on Christmas. They like to show out and make a big one. So let's go with Luka Doncic higher than on his points. He's just going to absolutely light up my co-host's Suns.
What do you think it'll be set at? Probably low 30s?
Yeah, I bet you it might even come in at like 34.5 or 35.5. He's going to go for like 43, 44.
Woo, look at this. Look at this guy. All right, there you go. So watch along. Make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. It's Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPN. All right, let's get cracking on this event.
Hey, before we get cracking on the actual fights, can I ask you if you know about Octagon's mascot?
Oh, they have a mascot?
Do you not know this?
I'm going to look it up. It would be more exciting if it was Japan because they have like a cup of noodle soup in those. Remember the noodle soup guy?
The noodle soup guy might not be as good as Gogi the Fighting Monkey.
Gogi. Oh, there he is. Awesome.
Yeah, it's like a monkey in full MMA gear, and he's always in the cage when they like read decisions and stuff like that. If you're listening, he doesn't actually fight, except for maybe like he seems to like square off with the ring girls sometimes.
As one would do, yes.
Yeah. And so if you're listening to this or watching this, because we're not able to give you the picture here on YouTube, go ahead and look up Gogi the Monkey for Octagon's mascot.
Is it G-O-G-I?
It's G-O-G-I, yeah.
All
right. Shout out to I'm gonna forget his specific name. One of my guys on Twitter filled me in on his name, who said it's a, despite the fact it's a scan or a, Czech Republic organization. Yep. It is a Georgian name for the monkey. My Georgian friend, Georgi Kokashvili, who is like
the, there's the Georgian name as well.
Yeah, he's like the top Georgian MMA guy. The dude rules. If you need info on Georgian MMA, follow Georgi.
Well, there you go. All right, should we get cracking? Let's get cracking on this.
We should.
So we can get back and play with all our presents that Santa brought us. Jan Sirdu versus Stefano Paterno is the opener on the main card. Sirdu is from Moldova. That's why I didn't recognize that flag. He's Moldovan versus Paterno, who is from Italy, I believe. Yes, Italy. All right, let's break her down. This would be a 3 5-minute rounds at welterweight. Paterno, didn't they used to have a statue of him at Penn State?
Yeah. Hey.
Wasn't there like a big to do about that? Or we're talking about a different guy.
I think this might be a different guy.
Okay.
I think that guy's real dead.
All right. This guy's definitely not dead. Or hopefully he's not by the time if he's dead by the time this episode drops, then we're gonna look like fools. But hopefully he is not. Paterno's 15-4-1, 9 knockouts, 3 submissions, never been finished in a fight. He owes us some finishes, some quick fights. This is his octagon debut. He's won 2 straight and 3 of 5. Last fight, he won via TKO. That was back in October 2022. He has multiple region championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Get a shirt I'm wearing right now, for instance, that I've worn for 4 straight episodes for some reason. 1-1 in Bellator, Cage Warriors champion. So he's got some good high-level experience here. 2012 pro MMA debut. Yet the bookies, they're not impressed with your resume. Paterno plus 164, and they're going to take down your statue. Sirdu, Dracul is the nickname. Do you know what that means in Romanian? Because apparently Moldovians speak Romanian.
Nope.
You would probably, I didn't hear what you said. I'm guessing you probably guessed Dracula, right?
I just said no. I don't know.
No. Oh, okay. Well, you should have guessed Dracula, and I would have said no, it means the devil. Okay. So we got the devil. Some people thought Paterno was the devil, but nope, Sirdu is the devil. I'm gonna drag this into the ground. I'm gonna grind it into the ground. Sirdu is 14-5, 10 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted once, 2-1 in octagon. He's won 2 straight fights and 3 of 5. Won his last fight via TKO. Multiple region championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. We finally got some multi-regional championships. I haven't said that for a while. 2 inches of height on Paterno, minus 220.
I'm gonna go favorite out the gate. I'm gonna buck my trend of the prelims here. Yeah, I'm gonna go Sirdu. I think the thing for me again in this fight, I just think the hand speed is gonna be the difference maker here. Paterno kind of seems like he's lost a step in his last few fights where he looks like he's slowing down. He's getting hit more. And Sirdu is, I mean, he's blistering fast. He's really, really, really fast. Sometimes too fast for his own good. He almost like punches himself off balance, which does give me a little hesitation here because Paterno could certainly shoot takedowns and wind up winning a decision there. I just think he can't sustain that enough. And with the athleticism of Sirdu and his ability to get back up, even if he did get taken down, I don't think it would be for any kind of sustained amount of time. I think Sirdu is going to piece him up on the feet. I think he's a rightful favorite here. Negative 220 seems kind of about right. Maybe he's like a parlay piece, but I like Sirdu here.
That's so not Gumby. Last episode, he went crazy with the dogs. If you haven't listened yet, make sure you get that in your ear holes too before. I didn't tell you when this is happening for people who didn't listen yesterday. This is Friday, December 29th, 12 p.m. Eastern is the start time for the prelims. It's on DAZN, and it's coming to us from the O2 Arena in Prague, Czech Republic. And it's Octagon 51 Tip Sport Game Changer Final. All right, now we are all set. We'll go to a light heavyweight fight, 3 5-minute rounds. Daniel Skavor from Czech Republic versus Martin Zawada from Germany. Zawada, King Kong is the nickname, 29-18-1. He's had a few fights, this man. He's got 18 knockouts, 5 submissions. He's been knocked out 4 times, submitted twice. He is 0-2 in octagon as part of a 3-fight losing streak, and he's only won 1 of his last 5. He's not won a fight since May of 2019. He's got multiple championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/store. A lot of mantles today. A lot of mantles. He used to fight at heavyweight. 2003 was his pro MMA debut. So we're talking 20 years on the scene. He's 1-0 as a pro boxer. He's at +225. Skavor. DD is the nickname. D-E-E-D-E-E. I think that was one of the Ramones. So I don't think this, I don't think he was in the Ramones, but who's to say? He's 6-3, 4 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice. So he's been finishing all his losses. This man owes us rounds, damn it. 5-3 in Octagon, 1-2 over his last 3. He did win his last fight via submission. 6 years younger than Zawada, 5 inches taller, -275. Are we going chalky again?
Yeah, we're going to stay chalky here with Skavor. Zawada, I said it in the last fight, guy who seemed to leave lost a step in Paterno. Zawada's lost 3 steps, I think.
Ooh, that's a lot of steps.
And his age. He's also, I told you, I'm off Short Kings. I'm not picking Short Kings anymore. He's kind of a short king. I'm not picking him. And also, like, you know, in the last episode, I talked about people who are a little bit, actually, no, we're talking like 2 or 3 episodes. When we were talking about the Samurai Fight House episode, I was talking about how sometimes when you're shorter, that plays into your advantage in the clinch or if you're shooting takedowns. And like, he's not actually very good at those things either. And in addition to that, we've got a guy who uses like a lot of step in kicks in like step knees in Skavor. And I think if we're talking about a guy who's short and has trouble closing the distance, and now he has to deal with somebody throwing push kicks at him or like jumping side kicks and, you know, teeps and stuff like that. It's going to be damn near impossible for him to get close without like taking a whole bunch to the ribs and getting really tired in the process. So I'm not like super excited about Skavor, especially as, you know, light heavyweight's kind of one of those divisions that can be fluky. But I think the fact that he keeps the distance here should make it so that that fluke can't come to fruition against Zawada.
All right, there you go. Skavor is the pick. All right, here's next fight. Name you may be familiar with, Carlos Vimola from Czech Republic versus Samuel Kristofic he's not from the Czech Republic. I think he may be from Slovak Republic, if I remember. Yes, I'm getting good with my flags. He's from the Slovak Republic. This is a catchweight fight, 3 5-minute rounds at 195 pounds. So we're right between light heavyweight and middleweight. All right, we're going to tell you about Kristofic first. Pirat, P-I-R-A-T is the nickname. Can you take a wild guess what that can mean?
No.
Pirate. Come on, Gumby.
Oh yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. It does make sense. Man, I think Gumby's getting tired. All this fight breaking down. I think his brain's getting tired. All right, Kristofic, 16-6, 4 knockouts, 5 submissions, 10-5 in Octagon. He's lost 2 straight. He wishes he's won 2 straight. He's lost 2 straight. And only won 1 of his last 4. He lost the last fight via TKO. He usually fights at middleweight. He also participates in Lethway. You're allowed to headbutt there, which is cool. 4 years younger than Vimola, +460. Vimola, the Terminator, 36-7, 9 knockouts, 19 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted 3 times, 11-2 in Octagon. He is their current light heavyweight champion. He's won 2 straight and 9 of 10. Won his last fight via TKO. He's a regional champion as well. He fights, he usually fights at light heavyweight, but he has fought at middleweight as well. He went 2-4 in the UFC way back in the olden days. 2008 pro MMA debut, -800 for Carlos Vimola.
You know what?
I was surprised he's still around and he's actually been doing good recently.
Yeah, you know, I was at one of his like only UFC fights. He fought in New Jersey on the Nate Diaz versus Jim Miller headlined card that I was at way back in the day. And he won by rear naked choke, I think, in the first round. But anyway, Vimola is a favorite here for a reason. Number one, he throws bombs. His last fight, was it 7 seconds his last fight? I don't have the doc open right now.
Vimola, think, we're talking about?
Yeah, I think Vimola won his last fight in like 7
internal,
seconds.
Internal check.
He just throws big haymakers. He's a big, strong dude. And I know you mentioned Kristofic usually fights at middleweight. 2 fights ago, he actually fought Alex Lahore down at welterweight. He regularly can make 170, and he's fighting Vimola, who the dude is just blown up since leaving the UFC. Like, I'm really surprised he's going to make 195 because this dude looks like a 205er all the time now. So we're basically watching a welterweight fight a light heavyweight, and that they're like, why don't we meet in the middle? You lose 10 pounds and I'll gain 35. You know, like, it's like,
that's fair.
Yeah, it's a wild move. And like, I just think the power is going to be too much for Christofic. I don't think, you know, I don't think his speed plays up high enough to really think about it. I don't think, you know, he's got like a particularly strong gas tank. That's probably his best avenue to winning this, is to just make Vamola work. But like, how much is he going to make him work in the cage, being a guy who's roughly 30 pounds lighter than his opponent? So yeah, I'm going to go with Vamola here. Not particularly tempted even on the big dog money.
All right, Vamola. It's weird how a lot of times when fighters leave the UFC, all of a sudden they get really big and muscular, right? Weird how that works.
I didn't say it, you did.
No, I'm just saying it's weird. You can agree it's weird. It does happen though. Strange.
Except for Overeem, who's weirdly skinny now. Have you noticed that?
Who?
Overeem is like weirdly like vegan and skinny.
Yes. Yes.
Now. Yeah.
He's vegan, you said?
I'm pretty sure he's vegan now. Yeah.
I am vegan and I am not skinny. So it's very easy not to be skinny when you're vegan. There's plenty of junk food.
So he's doing both.
Yes. I think he's probably eating healthy. But yeah, no more horse meat.
I think no more meat at all. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm he's real thin now too.
Yeah. Yo, I know. I saw that. So yeah, it must be, it must've been the horse meat that made him so big, right?
It must've been.
Yeah. See, I said it again, not Gumby. Gumby's afraid. He actually has to interview some of these people sometimes. So you gotta be careful what you say, right?
I try to be diplomatic, you know?
He's true. It is true. All right. Let's go to the main event. It is for the Octagon Interim Middleweight Championship. Mm.
Oh, I guess. So you're just saying there are two main events?
The co-main event. It's for the interim middleweight championship. Because champ Patrick Kinkel, is how you say it? Kinkel had a step out.
Yeah, he injured his knee.
He got a boo-boo.
I want to say he injured his knee.
Yeah. So we got Vlasto Seppo versus Piotr Warzygniak. He's the one who's taking this fight on short notice. Seppo was already scheduled to fight for the champ. So we got Czech Republic, I believe. No, Slovak Republic for Seppo versus Poland for Warzygniak. I struggle with my Polish pronunciation.
It's Warzygniak.
Warzygniak. Yeah, it's easier than I made it.
And
right?
it's actually Czepo.
Czepo, which makes sense when I tell you his nickname. All right. I already messed it up.
Warzygniak.
It's such an easy name. Warzygniak is 11-5 with 7 knockouts. He's been submitted twice. This is his debut. He's stepping right in short notice into an interim title fight. He's won 4 straight fights and 5 of 7. 2 straight wins have come via finish. He's not lost since October 2019. Was a regional champion. 2011 pro MMA debut plus 163. Czepo, El Chapo is the nickname, low-hanging fruit. 12-2, 8 knockouts, 4 submissions. So he's finished everyone, and he's been finished in every fight except one. He's been submitted once. He owes his rounds. 4-1 in Octagon. He's won 4 straight and 8 of 9. He's fed at welterweight. 4 years younger than his opponent, 2 inches taller. He also has some pro boxing experience, minus 225 for Czepo.
I'm finally going to get on the board here on the main card with the dog. I'm going to take Warzygniak. I think, Czepo, you can't doubt this dude's power. It's incredible. Like, when he turns people's lights off, he like really turns people's lights off. And I think that's the only reason people were super excited about seeing him in a title fight, because I think he would have gotten outclassed by Kinkel. But I think the punching power was always kind of, you know, imminent. I think he's a favorite here against Warzygniak because Warzygniak is coming in on short notice, but I don't think Warzygniak is worse. I actually think he's a little bit better when you're talking about well-rounded. He has got some big slam takedowns. If he gets you in the clinch and he gets in on your legs, dude, he is going to send you for a ride. I really like that about him. I like his clinch knees. He like throws knees in the clinch to hurt people. I like his positioning when he grapples. He's really good there. And Chepo is, again, he's a guy who's got big power in his hands, and he's technical too. I'm not just saying he's like a power puncher and nothing else, but I will say, like, he has some issues with being taken down. In his last fight, he was stunning his opponent on the feet, was clearly about to take the guy out. The guy shot a desperation double, and it was just like on top immediately. Like, there was no defense to it. And against a guy like Wariznyak, who is, I mean, he's going to be looking for that takedown, and he is super powerful when doing so. I think he's going to get takedown surprisingly easy. So I like Wariznyak here.
You're just doing that because you want to say his name. You want to rub it in my face. Wariznyak.
Does a little piece of you die every time I don't like have to struggle with it? To be fair,
Wariznyak.
To be fair, I'm like a good portion of my ancestry is Polish, so you can blame that.
I know plenty of Polish people. I should be able to say it, but nope, I can't. Wariznyak. I want your other co-host to say some of these things. I've been actually doing pretty good in the past, what, 4 episodes. I haven't butchered too many names, so
no, you've been good.
I don't know if we lucked out with easy names, or maybe I'm just getting so much better at this in my old age. Who's to say? I am good at ad reads, and I'm going to tell you about Game Time right now before we get to the main event of the evening. All the money that Gumby's helping you win here, you can spend it at Game Time to get some tickets. Don't worry if it's last minute. Game Time's the spot for that. It's the fastest growing ticketing app in the country for a reason. You get images of your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. Buy tickets in a matter of seconds, 2 taps, and you're set. Tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you never have to dig through your email. Snag tickets without the stress with Game Time. Game Time tickets make the perfect holiday gift. If you're listening this Christmas morning, maybe you haven't gone to family Christmas yet, you can couple clicks and you can buy tickets for a family member. And there you go. And they'll think that you did this months in advance, when really it was just minutes in advance. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And Hall of Fame bets, win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay ID in Hall of Fame Bet's revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bet's to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bet's app or visit hofbets.com and use code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bet's.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right. We're almost done. We're almost at the finish line. We're going to the main event. This is not just any main event. It's the Tip Sport Game Changer Final. Right, Gumby?
That's right.
Whatever any of that means. It was a tournament at welterweight, correct?
Yeah, they're doing a lightweight one this year coming up, which is going to be pretty damn good. And it's got Makwan Amerikani in it.
Oh, we know him. And this isn't for a belt or a title shot. It's just for cold hard cash, right?
Bingo.
Bingo, the best thing. All right. A couple of names you may recognize. Bojan Velaskovic from, is he Slovakian as well or a Czech? No, Serbia. Oh boy, I could be getting in trouble here. He's from Serbia. He's Serbian steel, of course. Andreas Mikolaidis from Greece. Like I said, a couple of names you may know. And Chapo is also Serbian. Boy, I'm going to get in trouble. I think I said he was Slovakian as well. He is Serbian as well. So hopefully Gumby will edit that because he does a lot of editing to these episodes, obviously, before they hit your ear holes. All right. Velekovic, Serbian steel, as I said. He's 24-12-2, 8 knockouts, 10 submissions. He's been knocked out twice, so very durable fighter. 6-2 in octagon. He's won 3 straight and 4 out of 5. 2 of those have come via finish. 2-3-1 in the UFC, 1-4-1 in PFL, 0-1 in the Ultimate Fighter. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Used to fight at middleweight. 2010 pro MMA debut. An inch of reach over Mikolaidis, +127. I just realized our Christmas Eve episode, did I say mantle at all there? Maybe I didn't, because I could have done like the whole night before Christmas thing. I didn't see any mantles there, so okay. I was thinking I missed an opportunity, but no, I didn't. Mikolaidis, the Spartan, 16-6, 7 knockouts, 6 submissions. He's been knocked out 5 times, 3-0 in octagon. That's part of a 3-fight winning streak, and he's gone 4-2 over his last 6. 2 straight have come via finish. He went 1-3 in the UFC, 0-1 in Bellator. Used fight at middleweight, regional champion, 2009 pro MMA debut, -135.
I'm going to go, and this one's basically a coin toss for me. When you look at how these guys have kind of rebounded after going to the UFC, you know, Velekovic bounced around for a little bit before he eventually found his feet here. But like, they both have looked really good as of late and look like they've fixed a bunch of things. I think it's a coin flip, which in the first sense makes me always lean to the dog. You know, if you think it's a 50-50 fight and you can get +127 on one side, that's how you generate value. So I'm leaning into Velekovic. I will also say the thing I like about Velekovic just a little bit better than Mikolaidis. I mean, I do like his hands a little bit better. I shouldn't say the only thing I like better on him. I do think Velekovic is just like a little bit more polished there, and possibly has a little bit more knockout power, although both of them can kind of get the job done there. I just kind of like his wrestling a little bit better. Both because of what we've seen from his wrestling in occasional fights, like when he needs it or when it's not working, you know, the striking's not working for him, but also just because of his wrestling background. The fact that he works with Easton MMA out in Colorado and works with like Neil Magny and stuff like that. Like, I just know he's got good wrestling training behind him, whereas I don't, you know, and I'm not trying to throw shade at Mikolaidis' gym, but like, I just don't know that as much about Mikolaidis. So, you know, it's already a toss up. I maybe favor Velekovic just a little bit on the hands. And then the fact that I have a little bit more faith in what his grappling side has, even though we haven't seen very much of it, I think you got to go Velekovic as a dog here.
All right, there you go. We finished things off with a dog for you on Christmas. All right, let's recap and you can get back to your festivities. Velekovic. Wariznyak again. Wariznyak. I'm better at it now. I must say myself, if I do say so myself. Wariznyak, Vamola, Skavor, and Surdu. Did I get them all?
Yeah, sounds good.
And Gogi the Fighting Monkey as well. Can't forget about him. Don't forget about the monkey. All right. Thank you for spending your Christmas listening to us, or Hanukkah, or what else is coming up? Something starts tomorrow, Gumby. What starts on 26th?
Boxing Day.
No, it's Boxing Day in Canada, but yeah, there's another holiday. I'm forgetting it. Kwanzaa starts tomorrow. So happy Kwanzaa if anyone celebrates Kwanzaa that's listening to us. We have worldwide listeners, so people are celebrating everything. Festivus, whatever you're celebrating, thanks for spending the episode with us. Now get back. Now talk to your family, okay? Stop, take the earbuds out, talk to your family. Or get in the Discord and talk to us there. We're at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. If you're bored with your family, with your meemaw, with your axe throwing meemaw, come on in and talk to us in the Discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord or Twitter, SGPNMMA. Gumby runs that for us. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm at Jeff Fox Writer there, and on Instagram. Gumby's got Top Turtle MMA podcast. I won't tell you who's on it because do you know who's on it this far?
I actually think there's going to be a rare dark week for TTP.
Oh, yeah. I told people every week. Now you're making me look like a fool.
It doesn't happen very often, but I think there's going to be a holiday week this year.
All right, there you go. Gumby deserves a week off. Usually it's every week you got the top turtle in your ears without me, but you can get more of me at moneymma.substack.com, and you can get more of me at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, more Gumby there too. Our articles are there pretty much daily. One of us will have an article up at the very least, and sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to help us crush corporate gambling. All right, Gumby, on this Christmas day, get us out of here.
I'm David Gumby Freeland. He's Jeff Gogi, the Monkey Fox, and we will see you on Wednesday.